Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent. To listen to past episodes of Indie Audio and of the podcast Indestructible, go to independent.org. That's independent.org. If you like what you hear, please help support The Independent by going to our webpage and donating or becoming a subscriber.
Hi, my name is Chris Stewart. I'm the author of When Father Finds You on Grindr from the May issue of The Independent. I laughed when I read that this was the title because a few months ago, my dad was like, "Hey, Chris, come here for a second." I was at home. For whatever reason, Grindr charged my father's card. So he was like, "What is this like $50 charge for some gay sex app?" And I was like, "Oh my God." I had to call and like get a can. I basically like just walked away and was like, "Don't worry about it. I'll handle it." So I read that title and I was like, "Geez."
That really did happen.
I was like, yeah, it's like they read me. I was like, oh my God. True story, my father found me on Grindr. When you are gay and in the closet, damage is different. Pain doesn't destroy you all at once. It leaks out like an oil spill. The cleanup can take a long time. The wreckage can be everlasting. Help can sometimes make matters worse. For Neru, the primary narrator of Uzodinma, Iwelia's new novel, Speak No Evil, his coming out is a gay teen nightmare. Plenty of books have been written about teens coming out, but few to my knowledge deal with a protagonist who is both black and gay. Neru is not only a pioneer of the emerging black LGBTQ teen genre, but a martyr to the cause. Yet when we first meet Neru, we learn he is from a relatively affluent family living in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., goes to a private school, and is Harvard-bound. Iwela, whose Beasts of No Nation followed child soldiers in West Africa, operates best within the tumultuous battleground of adolescence, and his prose takes Neru's developing psyche to new depths, turning the dopey chants of Neru's high school counterparts, drink, 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 into traumatic reminders for his central character. There are kids smoking weed in the basement of someone's parents' house, and there are kids fucking in the bathroom. And then there is me, black, sober, and scared to death by locker room banter from an epic asshole. It's the simplicity of the scene, a setting many readers are probably familiar with, that make Iwelia's attention to the naive teenage rationale a gut-wrenching example in voice. I will have the rest of my life to be constricted, and I will have the rest of my life to make amends, Neru says, or so we all seem to think. Neru believes in a brighter tomorrow and is chasing it with unwavering passion, but his dreams are stunted when his father learns he is gay. A Nigerian immigrant turned American corporate success story, Neru's father expects the best. Appearance matters to him. That's why he drives a Range Rover and wears a Rolex and his tailored suits and Ferragamos, Neru tells us. You have to pay attention to these things, my father says. Don't give the world any reason to doubt you. Though an immigrant, Neru's father is the quintessential American. He leaves no room for error, only success. Iwela pays close attention to the racial dynamics in our contemporary society, using them to problematize Neru's homosexuality. Race becomes an added hurdle in his quest for absolute paternal approval. Being gay is hard enough, but for black gay men, or any LGBTQ identifying person of color for that matter, you are often expected to ascribe to one thing, to be either black or gay, as if, even in 2018, the two are mutually exclusive. Neru, who devotes so much energy to navigating his burgeoning sexuality, often forgets being black and a teenage boy is tricky too. The first 50 pages of Speak No Evil move quite fast. We discover Neru's sexual preference through his father, who finds Grindr installed on his son's phone, and Tinder message notifications on the lock screen. For his father, homosexuality is an American-born illness, so he takes his son back to Nigeria for a cleansing. We live such different lives with such different worries, Neru posits during their trip back. Like the American teen he is, Neru has no idea how to behave around the younger Nigerian kids who crowd his father, accepting money in exchange for services. Who has time to think about sexual orientation, he bemoans, when there is no food to eat, no money for school fees, no doctor in sight when you get sick? overcoming naivete is a huge part of coming into your own, and Nouella plays into that heavily. Sometimes, long stretches of Nehru's interior monologues will make readers cringe, like listening to a teenager often can. Above all else, Nouella's choice to write about a black gay teen is commendable. 2016 brought us Moonlight, the Oscar award-winning film about a black gay man's coming-of-age story in inner-city Miami. Speak No Evil marks another step in exploring the previously taboo topic of homosexuality within the larger black community. This is not a young adult novel, rather it is a masterwork in the too-young-to-know-better genre, as Nehru struggles with how to navigate a world that is designed to suppress his desires.
That was The Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.